This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. In a few minutes, here's something. You've heard of extreme sports. We have got extreme theater in Seattle. First, though, pop legend Michael Jackson remains in the public spotlight, not for his music, but for charges of child molestation. His attorneys are currently petitioning the presiding judge in his case to release evidence they say would clear Michael Jackson's name. Meanwhile, he remains accused, and some say he's looking to the African-American community for support. Day to Day's Karen Grigsby Bates reports about whether he's getting it.
Last November, Michael Jackson was arrested for alleged child molestation, and the buzz still hasn't died down. On a sunny afternoon at an art show in Hollywood, banker Marie Mathen confesses she's reluctantly following Jackson's latest scandal. Part of her, she says, wants to think Jackson is just an overgrown kid who's more comfortable with children than he is with adults.
But the other part of me said, you're 45 years old, and you need to know that some behavior is just not acceptable.
Mathen says she was a huge fan of Jackson's early work, but grew less enthusiastic when he became racially ambiguous.
For a long while there, it was like, you know, Michael was neither black nor white.
Whatever Jackson's current hue, Mathen is like a number of African Americans who are bemused by his most recent attempts to reconnect with her community. But, she says, this is something blacks have seen before when black celebrities find themselves in trouble. She cites another example.
Vanessa Williams. If it hadn't been for a black community, she wouldn't be where she is. And she's a very successful and talented person who should have, you know, was given a chance. And I think we did it.
The publication of nude photos forced Williams to step down as Miss America in 1984. But with the help of a supportive black audience, she soon embraced a career as a soul balladeer and moved from there to Broadway and Hollywood. At the same gallery, publicist Andy Richards says Jackson's involvement with black organizations and fans might not be so new.
I think he probably does a lot of things that we're not aware of. So I don't think that it's this planned thing that he's doing. I think he's always had involvement with the various groups, and that's why. But we're hearing about it now because of his media exposure.
Across town in Leimert Park, African drummers accompany dancers in an alfresco concert as traffic whizzes up Crenshaw Boulevard, the main drag in this predominantly black neighborhood. Up the street, past the African art galleries, the dance studio, and the soul food cafe, Ron Finley is waiting for a hot dog at Earl's, a neighborhood favorite. Finley says Jackson's suddenly prominent profile in the black community isn't on his radar screen.
I mean, there's so much more pressing stuff that we, you know, can be involved with nationally rather than that. Genocide in Africa, I don't really have, you know, that whole Michael Jackson thing, I don't really have an opinion on it.
So nobody's talking to him about Jackson's trip to Capitol Hill last week to meet with members of the Congressional Black Caucus?
Not in my circle, no.
Earl's chef, Carrie, is monitoring the progress of several sizzling hot dogs on the outdoor grill. He says Jackson is fishing for the same kind of collective sympathy boxer Mike Tyson got several years ago.
He's looking for support. Remember when Tyson had that rape case? All the preachers in the world were behind Tyson talking about free Tyson. Nobody ever said, maybe this girl's telling the truth, you see? But when you're a celebrity and you have that kind of status and money, all the blacks will come behind you. They stood behind O.J. They didn't really care whether he was innocent or not. So I think that's kind of wrong.
Like Tyson, Simpson, and Jackson, Kerry is black, but he has to factor something else in when he considers their dilemmas.
You don't really think about things like that till you have kids, and I have kids.
Writer Jimmy Israel has a biweekly column on the black website Africana.com. Israel says that even though Jackson is not the hit machine he once was, he's still able to count on some community support.
He'll always have a place on black radio, and black radio will always show him love, and black record buyers will always buy his records.
Faith in Jackson's innocence may dim, Israel says, but it won't ever be completely extinguished. It's why O.J. Simpson and singer R. Kelly, accused of statutory rape, are still greeted with hugs and requests for autographs in some quarters.
That benefit of the doubt wanes, but it never quite goes away. For the most part, you know, it always seems like your OJs and your R. Kellys can find an oasis, you know, in the black community. They can always come back, you know, and that's kind of sad.
Jackson's spokesperson, Ramon Bain, declined to be interviewed for this broadcast. For Day to Day, I'm Karen Grigsby Bates.